This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Finley Roofing, we've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby.
Stop it, Rick. Stop it. Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why is our guy not playing tomorrow? All right, I know. They told us that he wasn't earlier in the week. But it's just dawning on me that all these other starters are going to play around the league. And I'm like, come on, man. What separates our guy from him? I'm talking about our guy being Michael Penix. It's Dukes and Bell. Happy that you guys are here hanging out with us. Thanks for showing some love and hanging out with your boys on a Thursday. Tomorrow is the first preseason game against the Lions. If you've not heard, again, multiple guys playing. Tonight we get three preseason games, and then tomorrow a slate of games, obviously ours. Coverage begins at 5 o'clock, so we'll be on from 2 to 5, and then you'll have all the pregame coverage leading into the game tomorrow with Wes and Arch having the call. But Joe Burrow's playing, Cam Ward. Look, some people say, well, that's expected. Okay. Well, guess what? Our guys played three more games than Cam Ward.
Right.
Like, you have to look at this from that perspective. Now, has he gotten more reps at the professional level because he was here last year, certainly at the end of the year, and maybe into leading into OTAs, minicamp, and all that stuff? Yeah, you could look at it that way. But when Kyler Murray, who's already got his bag, knows what a big season this needs to be for him and the Cardinals, says, I need to play in the preseason. It just makes me wonder, like, okay, Justin Fields says he wants to play, Mike, and look, he's in a new system, new coach, new team. Why not?
I just think that we, and again, this is hard for me to say because you know how I feel about this. I want to see at least a quarter, maybe a half, you know, in the second game, because the third game you're setting your roster. Since they've, and I think that some of this is we've really seen there's one extreme or the other when we've gone down to just three preseason games.
Instead of four.
So I thought Arthur Smith, like, again, don't matter now because it's ancient history, but, you know, how you never gave rid of those reps, that's criminal.
Well, but remember this, Mike. Arthur Smith came in the studio with us after his first season, and we asked him about not playing the starters in the preseason, and he said, yeah, you know what, guys, I learned from that. I'm going to play my guys more next year. The next year rolled around, and he didn't play Ritter in the preseason.
I think it was day 13 series, 13 play series, and that was it for Ritter. And you had a guy that by the time we're into the meat of the season, week four, week five, he's a lost puppy. He needed all the reps, even if it was against third and fourth string. Whatever the opponents were going to be throwing at you, he needed those kind of live bullets. And, you know, now he's bouncing around teams. Like, it's a shame. It was a tough set of circumstances to be thrown to the Wolves as a third-round pick. We were saying, hey, he could be Russell Wilson. He wasn't. So now we got a guy we believe in, and he's getting a lot of reps. We talked about it with, if you missed a conversation with Tyler Allgeier, he kind of agreed with us. That was a big atmosphere with the Commanders, you know, on that Sunday night game. But it's only one of three games he got to play. So he is getting these 11-on-11s. They did a complete. If you went to practice yesterday, you literally saw a 60-minute game during practice with halftime.
It was good.
Is that enough, though?
I don't know. No, not at all. Because, again, you're talking about a limited amount of snaps. And remember, first team, and then the second team, And then the third team would run out there. It wasn't as if Penix was on the field the entire time. You had a game simulated situation, which is why they call it that. But it wasn't as if the first team was out there the entire time. He didn't play 70 snaps yesterday, Mike.
Right.
He might have played 40, 30, 35, whatever it was. And you know, you're rotating guys in there. All right, that to be said, or that with that said, there are guys who may end up playing. As a matter of fact, Aaron Rodgers is one of them. Big O, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Aaron Rodgers says he's on board with playing in the preseason. Quote, I don't think it's in the plan for me to play this week, but whatever Mike wants to do, I'm fully on board. Do you guys remember what he said last year with the Jets?
Mm-hmm.
He found out through the media that he wasn't going to play, and he was like, oh, that's news to me. Completely different attitude with the Steelers where he's at than where he was with the Jets. Because, again, last year I think he wanted to play, and they were like, no, they said Saleh said you want me to play.
But Saleh just never told him face-to-face. He got it through the media. Made him look like a bunch of knuckleheads.
And he was like, oh, that's news to me. Mm-mm. He's not saying any of that kind of stuff. Either way, here's another vet who says, if you want me to play, I'll play. I think he understands, Mike, new system. Again, new teammates. There's nothing wrong with getting these reps, guys, but I don't think we'll see Aaron Rodgers tomorrow or Saturday, should I say, when they play.
It's kind of funny. We heard about T.J. Watt wanting his deal, kind of a holdout, hold in for the Steelers. He got his deal. Now, Ironhead son Cameron Hayward, he's not practicing. He wants to revise contract. Now, a little bit different for him than for T.J. Watt because of where he is in his career. He's probably too old to get the big money he's probably expecting, if we're honest.
This is the issue. He wants a Julio deal. He wants an adjustment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, move some of this money forward. Give him a little bump. But you cannot sign or give him a long-term extension. These guys are up in age, man. Hayward and T.J. Watt are they're 30-something-year-old
guys. He's 36.
Now.
Cam Hayward is 36.
It's a problem.
And that's where with all due respect, and he's been sturdy. He's been a real anchor on that defensive line. And he's a solid piece.
This is probably his last run.
But again, 13.45 million of his 14.75 million in compensation via a roster bonus. He's under contract for 14.5 for the 2026 season. That's about the. I mean, you're not going to give it. You just said it. Yeah, 36-year-old is not going to get a bigger bump than that.
No, that's the only way you can make that happen. No new money, as we like to say. Hey, NFL sends a message on the smelling salts. We were talking about this yesterday. Clarified, Mike. You can bring your own salts, which is interesting.
Now, can you bring the ghost pepper smelling salts?
Look, whatever works.
George Kittle, I brought the extreme smelling salts where he whips out that stuff and half the entire offensive line goes, damn!
They said
the guys are running around like...
The policy doesn't prohibit players from using substances that they can bring. It's about the club supplying them with it. So Mike and I were talking about this concussions, and you brought up a really good point. How these trainers and the guys, the third party doctors are involved with this, but
you're
going to
look more lucid, or certainly look like you got more. You're more in with what's happening, and you're not going to give a true baseline if you've been concussed, if you got smelling salts, if you just took some.
But if I can bring my own, what does it matter now? Right. Like seriously, like, you got your sauce? Yeah, it's in my pocket.
But this is kind of weird.
It is.
It's like this is like you. So bringing a cooler to the race, NASCAR, okay. So now, guys, if they want to do it, now, some guys don't use it. Amazing how many guys use it. As George Kittle says, every series he's going out there. Some guys say even every play that they're going out there. They're just kind of taking the smelling salts. And again, guys, it's ammonia-based, and it's just kind of, whoo!
It wakes you up.
It just gets you going.
Yeah, it'll wake you up. You do it for fun, don't you?
No, that's called Whippets.
Oh, okay. I thought you did it for fun. You said yesterday it's been a while since you've done it.
No, I think I did smelling salts once, and it was just because somebody had it, because Chris Lane was our running back, toughest guy in the world, and Chris, that's a guy we called Cheddar, and Chris talked like this, hey, Mike, you want to, Chris, I really don't need that, I'm just a long snapper, no, try it. So he snaps out of my mouth.
Get away.
Whoa,
up.
That is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready to long snap, should that occur.
It'll get you right.
I can't lie to you. I never got my uniform dirty in 4 years, man.
Hey, man, tonight we get Colts, Ravens, Bengals, Eagles, Raiders, Seahawks. Those are the first three preseason games. Of course, Lions, Falcons tomorrow at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Browns play tomorrow night as well, as Shador is going to get his first shot. Speaking of Shador, let's hear Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Browns. She does a terrific job talking about this Shador situation.
I do think that they are doing this the right way with him and making sure that he is successful as he comes up the learning curve. And they're flying in the face of what everybody wants them to do, but they have stuck to their guns, and they're not succumbing to media pressure and public pressure and fan pressure. They're not doing that. They're doing what's right for Shador, and people have to understand that. They're doing what's right for the football team and for Shador.
Interesting. I feel the same way, but I also think the door is open, and this may be a door that they can't close, Mike, if the kid performs well.
Now, again, it's all relative to who you're playing against, and I still want to see him come out there and ball out. I mean, whatever you think about this guy, if he goes out there and looks fluid and is making the right decisions and the ball is being released on schedule, he's hitting guys in stride, okay, and other guys can't get on the field, then he makes the team. But there was a legitimate concern about how do you make the team when you're the fourth guy in the depth chart? Everybody else got hurt. He's even got a bit of a shoulder issue, they said, this week. A bit of wear and tear. So we'll see. Meanwhile, a guy that can pick him up and put him down, Shador's more of a pocket passer. Jordan Love, telling the media up in Green Bay, wants to use his legs more. Quote, every game there's a couple of options or instances where I could have taken off. Got to pick your spots. You know, you got to do the right thing. Don't get hurt. They lost, of course, in the wild card playoff last year. The year before was the huge win over the Cowboys. And, man, this guy got – remember, they had a small sample size, got his contract. You cool with him doing more running?
I am. He's capable. He's elusive like Aaron used to be early in his days. Aaron would just slip away and slip tackles and then throw the ball down the field. Jordan has a lot of that in him, but I think, Mike, he could be more effective with running the football when you said it, when he picks his spots.
Hey, the Falcons depth chart came out. We'll talk more about this in the 5 o'clock hour, but one guy that's not on, I was telling Day-Day, no big surprise, don't see a Troy Anderson anywhere.
Yeah.
And now you begin to wonder, after, especially the comments that Ross said in his press conference about, you know, is this guy going to ever get on the field again for this team? I'm not trying to be melodramatic. What the heck's going on with that injury?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but also I think they knew this because they went out and got Diablo. And I think they knew where this might be headed. And so they protected themselves. And I got a guy, Mike, that if he can start, if he needs to start, and he's played well, by the way, in camp so far, Devon Diablo, I think they're not as worried about this by not taking care of this in the offseason. Hey, man, you want to hear something really crazy? Because we got a bunch of games on Saturday, too, by the way, preseason games. Cowboys play Rams on Saturday.
No Rashawn Slater. We talked about that earlier. They lost their left tackle for a while now,
yeah,
it looks like.
Yeah, that's the Chargers. Rams, Slater plays for the Chargers, Rams and Cowboys at 7 o'clock. Jerry Jones said this, and I just want you to hear this. This is his mindset. Now, this whole Micah thing has not been worked out, but he's just continuing to talk. And he's talking about how he bought the Cowboys with a handshake.
Really?
And the idea here, you got to think about this. What he's basically saying is, and I told you guys this, they met in March. He met with Micah privately. And I think this is kind of what happened. And I think he left that meeting going, we're going to be fine with Micah. And then camp happened, and it was like, oh, crap, Micah's tripping. No, Micah wants to do a deal through his agent. Listen to Jerry.
I bought the Dallas Cowboys with a handshake. Took about 30 seconds. And I gave the number, shook hands. The details we worked out later. As a matter of fact, one of the details involved a lot of money. And we had to flip a coin over that. But the fundamental, I'm buying, and you're going to sell it to me for that range, that's done. And those are done with eye contact and handshake. There is no question that in the case of a player contract, you have to have it in writing. All parties do. We have a contract in writing, yet we're still talking about renegotiating it. So much for that.
Well, that's not what his agent says. You know, you may have felt you had a handshake deal with your, and again, it was Steven was talking to Micah Parsons, supposedly, according to the Dallas papers. But that's not how it works. The agent's going to make the deal. Player can say all he wants. The agent's ultimately going to sign off on it. And Jerry did buy the Cowboys in 89 for $140 million.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
HR bum bright, mm-hmm. There was some paperwork involved. Jerry, just why does this happen every time? You got a guy, he's got an intrinsic value, he's one of the best defensive players, pay the man his money. Why do you stretch this out to another soap opera that'll go all the way to the season? It's stupid. And it happens every time he's got to pay one. It's almost like, dude, you're one of the richest owners in the league and you just don't want to part with the loot. Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's and by the way, rich guys doing business with a handshake is nothing new.
Right.
I mean, that's happened since the beginning of time.
Micah Parsons not at practice today, by the way.
Yeah, well, good for him. I mean, like, seriously. At some point, you got to go, all right, look, I'm out here every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.